military, it's life or death. This isn't life or death, but this is about learning how to live, right? And how to be better people in the world.
In the last 5 years, the football program at Lance Cruz High School has won only one game in a season, or none at all. And now they're turning to a former major in the United States Army to turn their program around. And they could really use that expertise come Friday night when they host undefeated conference rival Warren Woods Tower. And that's A Duff Said. I am now joined by the head coach of the Lance Cruz High School football team, Aronde Roy, is my guest. Now, Coach Roy is in his first season as head coach of the Lancers, and they just got their first win of the season this past Friday night, defeating Lamphere 24-7. Now, before coming over to Lance Cruz, Coach Roy spent 6 years as the track and field coach over at Fraser. He also served as the offensive coordinator for the Fraser football team. But before all that, he was known as Major Roy. Aronde Roy spent 20 years serving our country in the United States Army. He did tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now he's looking to turn around the fortunes of the Lance Cruz High School football team. Coach Roy, it is an honor to have you on the show this week, sir. And before we get started, I just want to say, on behalf of myself and everybody listening to this, thank you so much for your service to our country.
Thank you. Thank you for having me as well.
Now, in this job, I have gotten to meet a lot of coaches who have served in the military, and I've met a lot of players who have gone on to serve in our United States Armed Forces, but I don't think I've ever met anybody that has had the distinguished career that you did. So when you're looking to transition back into civilian life, was coaching the next logical step for you?
It was. Something that I've always wanted to do. I thought about it quite a bit before I even joined the Army when I was playing college football at Eastern New Mexico University. But then I joined the Army instead, and then I got to do a little dabbling in coaching. I coached a couple soccer teams, you know, youth soccer teams or something like that, or youth football teams while I was in the Army when you had small time. But I knew coaching was something I really wanted to do, and my mom even would tell me all the time that you need to be a coach.
What was the biggest difference between commanding men and women in the Army to going on to coaching high school kids?
So kids are completely different, and you got to remember that. I mean, there's a certain thing. So in the military, it's life or death. This isn't life or death, but this is about learning how to live, right? And how to be better people in the world. So kind of that knowledge that I've gained from the military, just dealing with everything you could possibly imagine, which, I mean, I have stories, if we had time to tell you. I've dealt with quite a spectrum of things, and you see that here. You have the kids that have the family life that's a little bit rocky. Then you also have the kids that have the really involved parents. You have both sides of the coin, and being able to move through that and traffic through that, the military helped me do that because it put me in circumstances where I had to figure things out on my own a little bit to help other people so the soldiers could go to missions and do the things they had to do for their country.
You were the track and field coach at Fraser for 6 years, and you were also the offensive coordinator. When did you know that the time was right for you to take over a high school football program?
I was thinking about it quite a bit, and then my head coach at Fraser, John Skladanowski, was really in my ear. He's like, it's time for you to go be a head coach. He's like, you really need to be a head coach. And part of me knew that it had to happen, but there was the environment had to be right. And one of the cool things is Lance Cruz is one of those schools that I'd always been interested in. I mean, you saw them struggle sometimes, but then you also saw these kids fight every game, even though they were in a losing program. And most losing programs, kids don't fight. They're just like, whatever, I'm here. But you saw it, even when we beat them last year, it was like you could see it on their face. They just wanted to win this game so bad, you know, and I was like, I could go to someplace like this and help that.
That actually was going to be my next question. I was going to ask you, you know, like you said, this is a program that dating back to 2014 has either won one game or they haven't won any at all. So when you were looking at the program, what was it about it that attracted you to it?
The kids. The kids attracted me. The biggest thing was the kids because when I saw them and you could see how they wanted to fight, you can work with a fighter, right? If someone's just going to lay down, they're really hard to motivate or push, right? But if you have a person that's like, just show me the right way and I'll get there, you can help somebody like that. When I saw that kind of mentality, I was like, I could do something here. You know, I don't know when it's going to manifest and when all the big wins are going to manifest, but we are moving in the right direction, and that was prevalent with our win on Friday.
When you get a chance to meet with the kids for the first time and introduce yourself as their head coach, what were some things that you knew had to change in order for this to be a winning program?
Well, first, with any program or any organization, you have to have a value system, right? So our value system is based off trust. And that trust stands for team, respect, undeniable work ethic, sacrifice, and toughness. That's the foundation, period. And that was one of the biggest things I told him up front, that's our foundation. That's where we're gonna lay our hats on. We're also gonna have an attitude that's driven, directed, and motivated. And those are the other things that we brought on from my military experience, that we have to have a certain drive to get things done. And I've kind of cornerstone our family here around that. And the other big thing is our motto that we say every day, and some other teams have used this motto, but it's nothing is given, everything is earned. We're in an organization where people have zero respect for us, and rightfully so. I mean, we haven't won a lot of games. We haven't been really good on the field. But I tell the kids all the time, you have to earn it. You can't just ask for it. You can't just demand it. You have to earn it, and that's why we do. Nothing is given. Everything is earned.
I was going to ask you about that because I noticed that was in the email that you sent me when we were setting up this interview. You were talking about that exact very thing. It's in your signature in the email. Nothing is given. Everything is earned. How long did it take for the guys to buy into that?
Well, we still have some people that are buying into it. But I think more and more as we work and as they see me, because they see me every day. I'm here every day, sacrificing time every day, preparing them every day, doing things that I don't think they've seen from a head football coach here in a while. And I think they're seeing how, like, I'm trying my best to make sure we earn everything. And I recite it every time. When we talk about this win, I was like, hey, we earned it, but now we got the champs coming. So one more tower's coming to the house this week, and they are the champs of our conference. And they have been so for the last 2 years in a dominating fashion. So I told them, I said, you got to earn their respect. You got to earn everything because they're not going to give it to us.
Like you said, that's going to be a very tough hill to climb, having them come to your guys' house. And you had a really tough test in week one. You faced one of your rivals, Lance Cruz North, and you were on the receiving end of a 40-0 loss. What did you say to the guys after that game, and what were some things that you guys were able to take away from that loss?
So one, I told them, I said, now you understand that sometimes you guys had to change, right? New head coach came in. Everybody seems to be gravitating towards the new head coach. You guys were preparing really hard, so you thought, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. What they didn't realize is what goes to the next step of that. Besides just the hard work on the field with our game plan, it's do we understand our opponent? When we played Lance Cruz North, Lance Cruz North knew what we were doing every step of the way. They had studied us. We didn't study as well, me included. And I told the kids, I said, we have to change that. You guys have to learn to understand that you have to study your opponent. We did that this week, and we were successful. Our defense was spot on. We only gave up one touchdown. We even had a moment where the team drove down to the goal line. They were on the 4-yard line, and we stopped them. And we had turnover on downs. I mean, that show, and it was all based off the kids understanding what that team was trying to do and finding out ways to make plays.
Aside from the X's and O's, what were some of the key factors from you guys going from losing 40-0 to, like you said, holding your opponent, Lamphere, to just one touchdown and winning that game handily by 17 points?
It's just the change in focus, right? I think they're starting to realize that you can't just play street ball. And I think for a while here, they've been playing street ball. And what I mean by that is you kind of practice a couple schemes at practice. You kind of do a couple things. You just go out in the field and then let players just be playmakers. Well, when you're playing varsity football and you want to play it at a championship level, you can't do that. You have to understand your opponent. What are their tendencies? What are they trying to do to you? What are they good at? What are they not good at? You know, and then what are we going to be better at to do it? I think they didn't understand it the first game. But what I've noticed with this team, though, and that's the part that's really, really enjoyable about this team, is they pick up things rather quickly. So they'll start out a little slow, but then they don't just sit there and relax in other rooms. They're like, oh, okay, so coach says this, let's do this now. And they did that, and we were really successful on this last game. Now the question is, can we keep it going? Are we going to relax, or are we going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep pushing?
We're talking with Lance Cruz High School football coach Aronde Roy here on A Duff Said. Now, Coach Roy, as we talk, I can hear a little bit of the military expertise coming out in there. How much of that military background have you brought into your high school coaching career?
A lot. So a lot of the ways, like some of my coaches will look at me kind of strange when I don't overreact when certain kids do certain things. Sometimes when kids get moodier or upset or emotional, Some of my coaches, you used to yell at the coach yelling at the kid, and I don't really yell at the kid because there's always, from being in the Army, you realize there's always something behind that layer, right? So that kid could be acting out, but then you find out later that kid just had his girlfriend break up with him. And we might think that's trivial, but for them, that's their world. You know, and understanding that first you got to be, you have to take care of the kid first before you can worry about them being successful on the football field. And I think that's one of the biggest things I brought from the military is that patience, that understanding, and that empathy that I don't think many people have, because you never really, most people haven't been put in those kind of situations where you can't just be, you just can't yell at somebody. You have to find a way to motivate that person to do their job. Because even in the Army, people say, well, you give orders. I'm like, but we have new soldiers now that sometimes those orders don't work. So if you're not, if you don't really truly know them, and what I mean by know them, like, what's their family like? How are they in the classroom, or how are they in life? What's their favorite thing? If you don't truly show that you care about them first, you're not gonna get that output that you're looking for. And I think that's what some things the kids are surprised with me, is that there's often times that we'll talk about stuff, I don't even ask them about football. Or they'll tell me, hey coach, I can't make this because I have student council. I'm like, okay, I'll see you at practice when you get done. And they're like, okay. I'm like, I'm not gonna yell at you. I mean, that's part of life, man. We'll figure it out.
You know, I got to tell you, when I was first reading the story and I read your military background, I thought that, you know, like maybe some of these kids did, you know, you might bring in a little bit of that like structured discipline and the toughness that comes with that. And I'm sure there's some of it that you have brought. Mm-hmm. But, you know, most people, when they think of the military, they think of hard discipline. They think of like the physicality that comes with it, the classic drop and give me 20. But it sounds like you've kind of transitioned into something brand new that no one ever thought of.
Yeah, it's more of what you probably heard of, out in the universe about transformational coaching. So I've kind of taken that kind of model from a couple different places that I've learned from. And then, you know, you still take the model from the military, right? So like I zero tolerance for cursing. Zero tolerance for chattering with the other team. Like I've had kids where I've sat them out for a period of time in a game or a practice or whatever when they do certain things like that, and I don't bend. I've sat kids that were probably the better kids on our team and said, "Hey, you're not playing right now." Well, coach, I'm like, I just told you not to do it. You chose to do it. You made that choice. Now I'm making the choice. I'm showing you your consequence for that choice. And those are the things about the military in me that I will never bend from. And I think some of the kids are like, "Oh, wow." Okay, so he can be that father figure, empathetic, but he also can be stern when he wants to be. And, you know, sometimes I tell him, I say, just because I'm kidding with you now doesn't mean I'm going to bend at every moment. It's just we're kidding and having fun because we're family. But dad also yells at his kids even though he's having fun in the park.
Are there times when the kids try to test that at all, or did they fall in line pretty quickly?
Oh, they test it every day. They're still testing it. I mean, you have moments where, because they're kids, right? So the information that you give to them only lasts for a finite period of time. I think if you were to ask me that question 2 years from now, it'll probably be less. I think because it's only been 7 months, I think probably by now, if they didn't test me, then I'd be questioning what's going on. I think the fact that they're still testing me, they're still trying to figure out, is this guy for real? That keeps me on my toes. And it keeps me pushing in the right direction that I want to push this team in.
What was the relationship like as you guys went through those first weeks of practice and getting ready for the season? What did you guys learn about each other?
Well, I think it started more so from when I first started working with the kids when I took the job in February. March came in and started the weight training program. They hadn't had a real weight training program in 2.5 years. And I have a master's degree in exercise science, and I'm also a certified strength and conditioning specialist. So I brought in that expertise of that weight room aspect to them. So bringing them in that, it was just kind of like, oh, wow. This is interesting, you know, and we had to take some steps backwards because they couldn't do some things mechanically that you would like, why can't you? And then when we got into the first week of the season, I had grandiose plans, you know, we're going to do this kind of training plan and we're going to, and that didn't work out because their fundamental understanding of football wasn't where I would think a varsity team should be. So being willing to scale that down and not be so hard-headed to go like, well, I'm going to force you to do it. I've actually scaled down quite a bit of what I wanted to do offensively, defensively, special team-wise, just to give them some success. And even when we prepared for Lance Cruz North, I think we gave them a little too much. And what people saw with us when we competed against Lanphier is a reduced version of what we were trying to do, and we were way more successful doing that.
What is it like to be a part of this program, knowing that, you know, it hasn't had the success that it has, but you're getting to learn the guys and you've gotten a chance to be a part of something really special here in your first year?
I don't know how to answer that one yet because it's just so new still. And I think we had that one win, but they beat this team before last year and by a little bit more than what we did. I think people are still on the bubble on what this team's going to be. I think our real test will be this week. And it's not so much do we win this game, it's how we compete against this team, right? Because they're going to be the next, they're going to be the second best team we played against, Lance Cruz North being the best. This is going to be the next best team that we're going to play against all year. And there's other good teams. Lakeshore's coming to town too, and they're a really dynamic team as well. But I think everybody knows Wormwood Tower is a playoff caliber team, and they're going to give us a humongous test. Now, can we compete with them? Can we score points? Can we stop them on down, certain downs? Can we get off the field when we need to get off the field? And can we keep that game close all the way to the end? If we can do those things, then I can say, okay, we're starting to buy in. We're starting to understand what we're trying to do. But right now, it's questionable some days because they're still learning how to practice. They're still learning how to execute at the standards that I've set for them because my standards are high. And I told them, I'm not going to reduce my standards for you. So either you make it to my standards or maybe you don't need to be here. But these standards are going to stay the way they are.
Now that you've gotten that taste of victory, what are your expectations for this program moving forward?
How do we capitalize on it? How do we go to the next level? How do we improve on what we did? Because we still have plenty of things to work on, which we're going to work on here in a little while in the film study. But we need to keep improving because we are not even close to tapping the potential that this team has.
Lance Cruz takes on Warren Woods Tower this Friday night at home. Coach Aronde Roy, thank you so much for being a guest this week. And again, sir, thank you so much for your service to our country.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for hitting the play button here on episode 9 of A Duff Said. Want to get my takes on sports here in the state of Michigan? Well, that's easy. All you got to do is go to my Facebook page, sports journalist Duff Tyler. You can also find me on Twitter. I have the handle at DuffTyler. And you can also listen to previous episodes of A Duff Said. Just go to my website, DuffTyler.podbean.com. We are now joined by one of the wide receivers for the Lance Cruz High School football team. Marseille Joseph is my guest at this time. Marseille, you are a senior on this team, so that means you have been a part of some of the lean years that this program has experienced dating back to 2014. It's been one win or zero in the last 5 years, but now that Coach Roy is here and you guys have already gotten a win under your belts in week two, what are some of the changes with this program that are already taking place?
In practice, he like pushes us and pushes us to like what the next team is doing, and then we just got to go out there and perform. And it's a good experience when he got here.
What were some of those first practices like under him? Because you knew you were getting a new head coach, one that had a distinguished military background. Were you at all intimidated by that when you found out that, you know, this is probably going to come with some discipline and some hard work?
Yeah. Me and the other teammates was, like, talking about it. Like, we're going to be running a lot, this and that. But other than that, we haven't ran that much, but we put in work, and it's a good experience with him right now.
What's been the biggest difference between this year and past years here at Lance Cruz?
The past years, like, one, communication on defense, and now is a whole bunch better because, like, we all talk to each other after practice and we watch film with each other after practice. We stay after practice and watch film like crazy, and we was really prepared for Lanphier, and that's the reason why we went out there and did our thing, got a job done.
What was the mood like with the team in the locker room as you guys were walking off the field and you got a chance to celebrate that win?
It was good. We got on the bus. It was hype. It was like, yeah, Coach Roy, this and that. It was good to get him his first win here, and many more to come.
How long was it before you guys bought into Coach Roy's motto of nothing is given, everything is earned? Because we saw what happened at the beginning of the season. You guys had that loss against Lance Cruz North, but then you turn it around this past Friday against Lanphier. Now that you guys have learned what is possible with all the hard work and the things that he has distilled in you guys, how much more do you guys feel that you can earn this season?
A lot. When he got here in when he got here in January, he made that motto real clear. And he told me before the season started, I got to earn my spot, in the summer too. So nothing is getting, everything is earned. I like that motto.
With Warren Woods Tower, you know you guys are in for a huge test this Friday, but now that you've gotten that chance to taste victory, what do you feel that you guys are capable of when you take the field this Friday night?
We feel very confident because we trust in each other, and we believe in the process that Coach Roy puts us in this practice this week, and I know we're going to be up for a good test, but we're ready. We'll be ready Friday.
How would you describe the relationship that you have with Coach Roy? You haven't had a chance to really be with him for very long. This will be your only season with him. But what's it been like so far?
It's been good. After practice, he'll come talk to me about how his practice and stuff and how what we need to do tomorrow and the day before, and then the next day and the next day before game day. And it's good. I like it.
What are some things that you would like to accomplish with this being your senior year?
I would like to accomplish winning some more games and really being positive with the team, being a good captain, and pushing forward to go to college ball.
Is a winning season possible? I know you guys got a tough schedule, but how much would you like to go out for a winner, not just for yourself, but Coach Roy in his first season?
It would mean a lot. And next year, if we win a couple more games, winning season, it would mean a whole bunch to me and my teammates. And next season, it would be a good experience for the people that's coming up. JV, and it'll be good.
All right, now I want to turn it over to one of your teammates who's sitting right here. He is the starting center and linebacker for the Lancers. Jackson Sala is in his junior year here at Lance Cruz High School. So Jackson, take me back to this past offseason. When you guys found out that you were getting an ex-military man as your new head coach, what was going through your mind at that moment? Were you a little intimidated by that, or was that the shot in the arm that this program needed?
I was really happy we were getting someone like that, because I think our program really needed someone that was going to be harsh on us and really push us to our limit. So I'm really happy with him.
What was the one thing that he brought to the table that you guys definitely had to change from the last couple of years?
Just being positive all the time, even when you hit. You always, like he says, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And a lot, we lost, and we really just bounced back. And he taught us that, you're gonna start slow. It happens. But how resilient are you as a team and as people? How can you bounce back?
Now, speaking of bouncing back, you guys opened the season with a 40-0 loss to one of your biggest rivals, Lance Cruz North. I'm sure that had to be a tough feeling. But then you turned it around last week against Lamphere. So what changed from week one to week two?
We were just all dialed in. We all wanted the same goal. And, like you said, it was really tough to lose like that to especially our rival Lance Cruz North. But we knew we had to get the job done against Lamphere.
And now you guys got Warren Woods Tower this Friday. You know that is going to be a tough hill to climb. But you've gotten that one win under your belt. How can you make it two in a row this Friday night?
By just working hard at practice, staying dialed in all the time, watching as much as film as we can, and just being together as a team, as a family.
What were you guys feeling after that win?
Oh, it was a great win. We really needed it, especially after that loss against Lance Cruz North. It was great to bounce back, and we really appreciated the win. Coach Roy did an awesome job. It was great.
Now, Coach was telling me that he likes to think of himself as both the military guy and the father figure. Which do you see him as?
Just both, really. He's a really good coach and obviously a really good father figure. He leads us, and, there's at times, when you have to be the bad guy, but I think he really balances it well.
What was those first practices like when you guys first got a chance to work under him and see what he was going to bring to the table?
It was a lot different. We really focused on our positions, and the coaches that he brought along with him are great. They're great guys, and they're really good coaches, and they know the game really well. So it was just a lot different. And it was fun. I liked it a lot better than our previous coaches.
What would you like to do in these next 2 years? You get 2 years to play with him. What are you hoping to accomplish under him?
Making it to the playoffs. It's something that we haven't done in 16 years. So, and just beating North and just really winning more games than we ever had.
It's a showdown in the Macomb Area Conference Gold Division. Lance Cruz hosts Warren Woods Tower this Friday. Marcy Joseph and Jackson Sala, thank you so much for making the time this week on A Duff Said.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir.
If this was your first time listening to A Duff Said, Thank you so much for hitting the play button. Now, how about you go to my website, dufftyler.podbean.com, and check out some of our previous episodes.
I was going into the game thinking, why should we lose? You know, other than the reason that they're beat here, why should we lose? So, to everyone else, you know, yeah, you're underdogs, but to me, and I think to most of the guys on the team, we're probably thinking, we should probably win the game.
This game of basketball, it's just a game. It is really just a game. What we have here is more important.
So to me, relationships are far more important in the world that we live in today, instead of that trophy that's going to be in a trophy case, that's going to collect dust, and it's going to be 50 years old, and you know what? It doesn't matter anymore.
We're 9 episodes in, but we got plenty more to go. But they're all available to you right now at dufftyler.podbean.com. And that's a Duff Said. Now, taking a look at that matchup between Lance Cruz and Warren Woods Tower. Warren Woods Tower is known as the Titans, and they have certainly been that in the first two games of the season. If you look at all 6 divisions in the Macomb Area Conference, Warren Woods Tower has scored a league-best 105 points in their first two games of the season. And they're one of only 2 teams in the entire conference that have given up just 1 touchdown on defense in those first 2 games. Obviously, it's going to be a fight and it's going to be a very difficult test for Lance Cruz. But there is something I'd like people to consider going into this matchup. When I sent out the email last Friday and asked Coach Roy if he and a couple of his guys would like to come on A Duff Said, I sent him the email, and then later that night, they went out and picked up that win against Lamphere. And there are some other interesting aspects to A Duff Said since we've started the show back up with the start of this high school football season. You may recall a few weeks back, I had Freeland High School kicker Jack Dreyer on the show. Now, I asked Jack, what would you rather do? You know, you're a linebacker, you're a fullback, you're also the place kicker on the team, so which of these options sound preferable to you? If you had the option of creating a fumble and running that back for a touchdown, or getting a pick 6, taking it back to the house for a game-winning score, or would you like to, in your fullback position, run in the game-winning touchdown, or kick a game-winning field goal? Which of those options seems most appealing to you? He said he would like to run it in as the fullback, get the touchdown, get across the goal line. Well, it turns out in week 1 in the Freeland's matchup against Marshall, he went out in double overtime and blocked what would have been a game-tying extra point for Marshall. So Freeland wins in double overtime. Jack gets a little bit of kicker-on-kicker crime, blocking what would have been the game-tying extra point and sending the game into triple overtime. Instead, he got the game-winning block. Now, we also had on this show Bill Schaefer, the head football coach of Bentley High School. A year ago, they went to Memphis and they suffered a narrow defeat, 18-16, in their season opener against the Yellow Jackets. Fast forward a year, I have him on the show right before that game against Memphis in Bentley's backyard. Bentley wins 24-6. And then we had Avery Moore and Clint Galvis, the quarterback and head coach combo at New Lothrop High School. The Hornets are already off to a very impressive start. They're 2-0, and they've won their first 2 games rather handily. So I'm not going to take credit for those wins, but it could be argued that there is a little bit of a good luck charm aspect to being on A Duff Said. We'll see if that comes into play this Friday night. We'll have to keep an eye on the scoreboard when Lance Cruz takes on Warren Woods Tower. And now, here's a look at what we've got coming up on Episode 10 of A Duff Said.
It's definitely so refreshing to see the forward movement of our society and to see people being able to have opportunities to excel.
Scott Reese is legally blind. But more than 20 years ago, he wasn't going to let that stop him from being the place kicker on his high school football team in the state of Indiana. We'll talk to Scott about his amazing journey, and we'll take a look at how far we've come since those days with people with disabilities being able to participate in sports. That's going to wrap it up for Episode 9. That'll be Episode 10, My Conversation with Scott Reese. That'll drop Friday. Until then, if Duff said it, it must be true. Because that's what a Duff said.